Welcome to another edition of the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to promote Canadian comic book creators and supporters. It's May 29th, 2019. I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, I chat with Steph Brennan at Toronto Comic Arts Festival. Steph is a Toronto-based writer and illustrator with previous works appearing in Strange Romance Anthology and Supernatural Anthology Volume 2. She was interviewed on this site last summer for her contribution to the Toronto Comics anthology, As Good as Gold. During our chat, Steph talked about her latest anthology from the Donut Collection. She also spoke about writing comics and the structure of creating a story. Steph also chatted about her upcoming projects, including a daily webcomic. But before I go further, here's some of the current news about Canadian comic book creators and supporters. Book Riot published an article entitled, Don't Let Them Intimidate You, A Beginner's Guide to Comic Books, offering hints and tips about where to find comic books and guides on what to read. The list includes many titles featuring Canadian creators, including Saga by Fiona Staples and Brian K. Vaughan, Sex Criminals by Chip Zdarsky and Matt Fraction, Why the Last Man by Pia Aguirre, Brian K. Vaughan, and Jose Marzan Jr., Black Hammer by Jeff Lemire, Dean Ormston and Dave Stewart, Hellboy by John Byrne and Mike Mignola, Faith by Marguerite Sauvage, Jody Hauser, Francis Portella and others, Nancy Drew by Jen Saint-Ange and Kelly Thompson, Woman World by Aminder Dhaliwal, Lumberjanes by Faith Aaron Hicks, Noel Stevenson and others, and Bingo Love by Jen Saint-Ange, Joy San, T. Franklin and Cardinal Ray. You can read more at bookriot.com. CBC News published an article about an artist who exhibited at the recent East Coast Comic Expo, who created 700 different characters. Wren Peters of Moncton spent her childhood at Elsie Pogtog First Nation, and in the article she discussed her hope to create a comic book. Wren was quoted as saying, I love making cutesy art, but I also like making creepy art, so sometimes I like mixing it together, where I make a cute type character, but they have an awful personality. It's just your imagination, and being able to let it out through art is amazing. You can read more at cbc.ca/news. Global News reported on a new way to teach kids to hunt down fake news and detect inaccuracies in media. Jason Harley and Daniel Bodin created a graphic novel called Fake News and Dinosaurs for the project. According to Jason, an assistant professor at the University of Alberta, we know from educational psychology research that narratives with stories can be a really powerful way of teaching people. Emotions can impact learning. They can narrow our attention, get in the way, distract us, and fake news uses that. You can read more at globalnews.ca. CBC Books interviewed Michael DeForge about Leaving Richard's Valley. When asked why he created this book, Michael was quoted as saying, having to think of something new every day could be rough. It ended up being a challenge I enjoyed. I tried not to write too far in advance, so I was put on the spot all over again. It ended up producing some pretty interesting results, where the strip took a lot of detours that wouldn't have gone on if I hadn't planned out in advance very meticulously. Being forced to improvise like that was a challenge, but something I enjoyed a lot. You can read more at cbc.ca/books. And now, here's my chat with Steph Brennan at the Toronto Comic Arts Festival.
So this is our first time exhibiting. I'm exhibiting as part of a comics collective called the Donut Collective. Yeah, so there's six of us that have work here on this table, and we did an anthology together. So it was six short comics that are just fun and humorous, and our theme was doors, or like gateways, portals. So it's just something kind of fun and lighthearted. And we each have our personal work here too. So I have like a horror comic I did, so with a like lino cut cover, so it's kind of special. Like we have an adventure comic, more humorous stuff. So we have a good variety of work that we're selling this weekend.
That's cool. So what brought you all together to do this this anthology work?
So we had a couple friends in common, and so we met, and then a few of us took some of Ty Templeton's comic classes, so we sort of really bonded through his class, and then we started meeting up weekly at the library to work together, because it was a good space, and we supported each other in making comics, and then when we'd write comic scripts, we would get together for readings, So it was just a good way to sort of work on projects together. And then the anthology was sort of born of that group that was already working together.
You mentioned Ty Templeton, and I had the opportunity to be on a panel with him at Toronto Comic Con. And he was telling me that there is no such thing as a three-act structure. It's five. And I was really puzzled by that. Do you find that that five-act structure applies to comic books in what you're doing?
Yeah, I think so. Because it's sort of like three-act structures often are just sort of like lumping together the other two. So I think it's very similar sort of concept, just the five breaks it apart into a little bit more detail. So I think it applies. Like every story should have like sort of a beginning, middle, and end. And like having that rising action before the climax to sort of build it up, and the after that, the denouement is like very helpful, so it doesn't just end, right? Like the action happens and it's over. So I think comics, even if it's short, even if it's like five pages, it's nice to try and work that into it so it's a complete story. Otherwise, it just becomes like a strip or like a snapshot, right? So
very true. Now, you said you also have your own work here at this show?
Yeah. So my work is here. For those listening, they have no idea where I'm pointing. But just at the end of the table, I have a horror comic about, it's sort of like a metaphor for losing yourself to unfulfilling work. It's kind of depressing, but it's a fun story.
Okay, that's an interesting way of doing it. For people who want to find out more about the anthology and your own work, where do they recommend that they go online?
Well, we don't have a website for the anthology itself, but each of us have our own personal websites. So for me personally, my website is just my name, so stephbrennan.com. And I'm also on Instagram, Facebook, like a lot of the social media, also just under my name. So pretty easy to find. The anthology, we launched it here at TCAF. We don't necessarily have a plan for what's next for selling it more. We might put it online depending on how people react to it this weekend and what the sort of reception is. We sort of just wanted to test it out, see how it went, and just play it by ear, I guess. So I'm just working on new projects now, so I am intending on doing a daily comic going forward, and I'll probably post that online. So I don't have the details of that yet. I just finished the illustration program at Seneca. So I've graduated, I'm done. So now I'm very excited to start working on personal work as opposed to like school projects. So I have another comic that I'm launching here downstairs that I did through the program. So it's just a short, it's in the anthology as well, but like I made silkscreen cover so it could stand alone and sell just as like a little single issue. But that one is like, it's more intended for a younger audience, like middle schoolers. And so I'm probably going to play around also with developing some work for that age group in the future as well. So there'll be more to come soon.
Thanks to Steph for the chat. You can discover more about Steph on Twitter at StephBrennan4, the number 4, and online at StephBrennan.ca. And thanks to you for listening to True North Country Comics Podcast. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to and like this podcast on Apple Podcasts, and please leave a good rating. Also check out the TrueNorthCountryComics.com website, and follow along on Twitter at True North Comics. Please send your feedback to info@TrueNorthCountryComics.com. Thanks again for listening. Come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics Podcast is copyright True North Country Comics, copyright 2019.